In the lunchtime edition, the chief education officer expresses regret over the Springer Memorial School security drill debacle, saying it was well-intentioned but could have been done differently. The school principal promises there will be a different approach to any future simulations. The chairman of the Young Democrats calls yesterday's event a criminal act of assault and repeats the party's call for those responsible to be fired. The NUPW joins in the criticism of the bill of the drill. Meantime, parents of children at the school demand a meeting with school officials plus an official explanation and apology. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw has expressed regret over the Springer Memorial School security drill debacle, saying it was well-intentioned but could have been done differently. She was speaking at a news conference at the Ministry of Education that's still ongoing.
The Ministry of Education deeply regrets the occurrences at Springer Memorial School as played out yesterday. We had an extensive meeting, long meeting, with the principal and the deputy principal to get a better understanding of what occurred. I use the opportunity to inform you that the Ministry of Education was informed that the Springer Memorial School will be conducting a lockdown drill. And that is customary because principals usually inform the Ministry of Education when they are conducting drills.
She says the ministry later learned it was a simulation and then got reports of the panic that ensued. The education's chief says the ministry will not micromanage schools, but a different approach could have been used.
I will use the opportunity to reiterate that while the activity was well-intentioned, we understood that things could have gone differently for a better outcome.
The Chief Education Officer, Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw. The school principal, Cheryl Gill, says the teachers were informed of the drill, but some of the children panicked. She promises there will be a different approach to any future simulations.
And we want to assure our parents, our guardians, and the public in general that we have the safety of our students and our staff at heart, and that the intention of the exercise was to ensure that we were ready for any such occurrence. And however, going forward, we will ensure that the protocols are fully followed.
Springer Memorial Principal Cheryl Gill. Some parents of children at the school are calling for answers from school officials. The parents are demanding an explanation and an apology, terming what happened unacceptable.
I think that an apology needs to be done for the children, especially children, and to the parents. It was very, very poorly done. And if we're going to continue at this level, this is not good enough for the children of Springer Memorial or any school at all in Barbados. Yes, I am looking forward to the meeting. I really want to hear what was the thought process and what is the plan of action going forward.
I would like to be informed what is going on. I think what they should have done is to prepare the children. I would like explanation number one, and number two, we would like more preparation.
Right now she has to stay home from school because she a little traumatized. And I bet with her, girl left her home this morning. But I don't like it, but anything you're doing, anything like that, any drills, just give an announcement that the people will know what to expect us. When they see something happen that is different, they will know, man, I'm going to be party drill.
Some parents of children at the Springer Memorial School. This is The Latest. Chairman of the Young Democrats, Attorney at Law Tyra Trotman, has called the activities that occurred at the school an act of assault on children. Ms. Trotman said the actions of those involved in the drill constituted what could be considered a criminal act. She was speaking at a news conference at the DLP headquarters.
It's trait law, which means it's a general principle in law that the actus reus, which is the physical action of an assault, consists of any act which makes the victim fear that unlawful force is about to be used against him or her. No actual force must have been applied. Creating fear is sufficient. So an assault can be constituted where it is that you're yielding weapons, even if they are not real.
She called for the resignation of the education officials and others involved in yesterday's activities.
At this point, an apology is not enough. Excuses, they are not enough. We are calling upon the resignation of the Minister of Education and the Chief Education Officer immediately.
Chairman of the Young Democrats, Attorney at Law Tyra Trotman. The National Union of Public Workers has also joined in the criticism of yesterday's security drill at the Springer Memorial School. The NUPW represents non-teaching staff at several secondary schools, including Springer Memorial. The union's acting general secretary, Wayne Walrund, believes that type of exercise should not be conducted at a school. He's of the view that the drill is more suited for military personnel and is inappropriate for children.
In this type of a simulation, you're talking about security, it could only be one result. Now you're talking about cutlass and guns and some person coming on his premises. It is obviously going to create panic and possible harm to a person and to them. And therefore, this type of simulation is not one you will put for normal civilian staff, especially when you're dealing with children. So I think it's unfortunate. If you're looking at security breaches, this type of one is more that extreme situation with weapons and how children will react before having weapons. So therefore, I would say it was unfortunate, but it's not the type of a simulation that you should put within the forum of children.
The acting general secretary of the NUPW, Wayne Warrand. Scanning international events, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken vows unending U.S. support for Israel during a visit to the country. He says, "You may be strong enough on your own to defend yourself, but as long as America exists, you will never, ever have to." He adds that how Israel defends itself matters, and it is so important to take every possible precaution to avoid harming civilians. Earlier, Israel said the siege of Gaza would not end until Israeli hostages were released. The energy minister, Israel Katz, said no electrical switch will be turned on, no water hydrant will be opened, and no fuel truck will enter Gaza. At least 150 hostages were taken into Gaza during Hamas's deadly attacks on Israel at the weekend that killed 1,300 people. More than 1,300 have been killed in Gaza since Israel launched retaliatory airstrikes, with 338,000 displaced. Yesterday, the only power station in Gaza ran out of fuel, meaning the territory is relying on generators. Our top stories. The Chief Education Officer, Dr. Ramona Archer-Bradshaw, expresses regret over the Springer Memorial School security drill debacle, saying it was well-intentioned but could have been done differently. The school principal promises there will be a different approach to any future simulations. The chairman of the Young Democrats calls yesterday's events a criminal act of assault and repeats the party's call for those responsible to be fired. Parents of children at the school demand a meeting with school officials plus an official explanation and apology. The NUPW joins in the criticism of the drill. And overseas, the U.S. Secretary of State vows on ending U.S. support for Israel during a visit to the country as the Israeli Prime Minister promises to destroy Hamas. The Lunchtime Edition. From Starcom Network News, Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.